The atheist criticism claims that both in ancient times, in particular in Egypt, Malaysian countries, there was an idea and people used to respect and believe in dying and resurrecting deities. Well, they even name them, Osiris in Egypt, especially respected one, Dionysus in Syria, Dionysus in Greece, Attis, and so on. So, what is characteristic of them? So, is it possible to consider them as some kinds of, I would say, the source from which the Christians took their dogma, their idea of Jesus Christ's resurrection? The first thing I would like to say is, if you look at their description, as a rule, so they either get into trap, I mean these deities, or they get under the sword of other god. So their death was usually of violent nature. So there was no free will. So the first thing. The second one is that none of these deities is connected with any historic period of humankind or certain country. So it's not possible to say that Adonis lived in this or that century. It's a myth. By the way, do you remember what a myth is? A myth is a plot-based expression of a certain idea. So this is an idea. If now we express our ideas with the words, in ancient times the people used to express their ideas with plots, images, parables, myths, and in these images they were expressing their certain ideas. What is the idea in this case? So according to the research of all the religious scholars, all these deities, so this idea of dying and resurrecting gods is the same. This is nothing but a dying and so dying in winter and autumn and resurrecting in spring of nature. This is the image of the nature, of dying and resurrecting nature. So we can see the descriptions of this in many scholars' researches, well, both in ancient times. The scholars started writing about this. For example, if you wish, I will quote a famous writer of the 2nd century, Plutarch. So, he has got a lot of descriptive stories. He writes, so they, I mean Egyptians, Osiris is buried when the seed is buried into the soil. He gets back to life and appears in this world when the seeds start rising. So, he describes these things. Xenophane ironizes over these religious traditions. So it's so funny that they both complain and at the same time pray to have bread again, to harvest and mourn over it. So they mourn in autumn, they harvest in autumn, and they rejoice in spring of the next year. They rejoice when the seed rises again. So this is the idea. This is the main idea. This is a myth depicting dying and resurrecting of nature in different revelations. What is the most important argument against this idea that Christians took their dogma of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from those times? So Jesus Christ is a historic personality. There are a lot of pieces of evidence about his crucifix. So there are pieces of evidence about the resurrection. So what about them? So we say the New Testament is combined into one book. There are a lot of authors of this, of the New Testament, and all of them, four evangelists, say that they say the same. They say about this. Well, you may say, okay, they were all united. So why are they united? I attract your attention to the following fact. It's very important in order to make a fact be historic for science. What is necessary? So we need evidence. We need evidence to make a fact historic. I mean, we need witnesses. Only this can be enough for us to acknowledge this fact. You remember we were talking about the mythological school that ironizing about this theory. They were writing that Napoleon never lived. So, well, we can confront anything. So if we follow this direction, we can confront anything. So the principle is this: in order to prove the existence of the fact, we need evidence, we need witnesses. We find all of them. So I'm not talking about the diversity, about the details depicted there. I would like to pay attention to the fact that for the belief in this fact, people were dying, but they could recant. Thousands and thousands of people were dying without recanting Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, what kind of Jesus Christ? Crucified and resurrected. Another strong argument is that never has any religion in the world had so many martyrs. Never in the history of mankind. This is really very important for history as a science. So this is enough to acknowledge this fact as true, as historically true. So this is what I would like to attract your attention to. And in addition, I would like to say that some people say that pagans had belief in dying and resurrecting gods. So do you remember what happened when Apostle Paul started talking about the resurrecting of death? Do you remember what happened? As soon as he started talking about this, so they were laughing at him. One people were laughing at him, so other people said, we would listen to you later. Do you understand? So resurrection as a fact, in reality, so no one believed in this. They were Athenians who were gathering there and talking about this. They were wise people, and their attitude was clear. And the Apostle Paul said wonderfully about this. For Jews, it's a temptation. I mean, belief in Jesus Christ for Jews is a temptation. For Hellenes is madness. So we cannot talk about any connection of the Christian dogma with what happened in the history of humankind. So we cannot talk about this. So, and we cannot talk about the dependence of Christian dogma with any pagan beliefs. So I would like to say that pagans were considering Christians as empty people. So Theon is writing about this. You know, The Ancient Apologist is a very interesting book. So if you take a book, sit in the train to Moscow, so and suddenly someone tells you, oh, what's up? Oh, it's Moscow. Moscow already. It's such an interesting book. Wonderful book. So this is the point. So the Christ resurrection, the Christ crucifix, is not only a Christian dogma. It's a fact which the history as a science must acknowledge is. Why must? Because history has all the conditions, historical conditions, which allows them to consider this fact as a historical one. So I would like to pay your attention to this. So, and there are some formal things, like these gods, every spring and every autumn, they were dying and resurrecting. And Jesus Christ once died and once resurrecting. These gods were dying violently, and Jesus Christ voluntarily died. And he resurrected. This is the point. This is a very important moment, which is crucial. Now, what was Jesus' resurrection for us? It was the source, the beginning of the overall resurrection, not only him who resurrected. No, it was the beginning of the overall resurrection for everyone. There was the beginning, the source of everything. So this is the point, and all this is crucial for us. And so you might remember how the Jesus' body gained different properties. But they revealed after resurrection. So to get through the walls and the distances did not exist for him, no barriers, no closed doors, nothing, new properties of his body. This is all we can say about Jesus Christ's resurrection.